This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And we are into the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am your host, Jason Burmes. And before we get to the topics of the day, I got to say I'm very excited about Mike Adams AI. I was recently at an event in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where he came in virtually and talked about this AI product. And I've been talking about other AI products that are also on the market. For instance, HeyGen.com, HeyGen.com. You can actually build a digital avatar of yourself and speak in 20 different languages just via a text base. But he did not announce this very interesting InfoWars model, which if anybody knows my history with InfoWars, I'll be a part of. I've been going on the Alex Jones Show since, I believe, 2005 was my first appearance. And, of course, I was the first person to ever have a show on the InfoWars and Prison Planet Network. And that's way back in the day, all the way in 2009, I believe, with the Info Warrior. So really exciting stuff. Kudos to Mike Adams for taking artificial intelligence, which is a technological tool, and using it to do what? Empower humanity instead of try to enslave it. And that brings us to the topics of the day. Right now, we are at a multi-front enslavement process through the vehicle of not only globalism, but the United Nations in particular and its offshoots. So look, the UN didn't invent the idea of global governance, and for a very, very long time, people ignored it as kind of a paper tiger. Guess what? G. Edward Griffin got it right, and he said, fearful master. Because through treaties, through laws and regulations and signatories via global puppets within our not only government system, but also in our corporate system, we have pushed this agenda of a quote-unquote, and when I say we, really, we've allowed this. Society in general, the United States as much to blame, if not more, than anybody else. We have allowed this agenda of a new world order to take hold. And I think Alex is absolutely correct when he says we're in the middle of the new world order now, and nothing showcased that more than the COVID-1984 nightmare and the coordination of these global groups and first world governments bending the knee to a great narrative, a great reset agenda. And a lot of that is driven through what is known as SDGs. So I've got a slew of clips that hopefully we're going to get to. We're going to talk about SDGs, the United Nations, diversity, equity. We're also going to be talking about technocracy, its origins, and how it all incorporates to a command and control society, not just based on the enslavement of humanity, but really the evisceration of us as a species. I know. Sounds horrific, but it's actually what's going on. So we're going to start with this clip here before we hit the break. Listen to what this woman has to say.
So digital inclusion is actually a fundamental pillar of the SDGs, of attaining the SDGs. It is the newest and the most democratic driver of development, and it can actually be one of the undergirding elements of driving and fighting for the four that we're speaking about today. Decent work, economic growth, infrastructure and innovation, smart cities, habitable cities, and finally, also looking at responsible consumption and production.
Responsible consumption and production in a 15-minute slave arena. It's all their digital inclusion. What is that going to entail? Where are its origins? Where is it going? We're going to be talking about it right here. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Get over to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the books. Get the supplements. Support free speech. Support Alex Jones. We're going to be back with a slew of more clips after this. I'm Jason Burmis, and this is...
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Back, it is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis in the fourth hour. We just saw that clip of the discussion of what? Digital inclusion. Everything's about equity and inclusion. You're going to be digitally included in a slave grid based on a social credit score with a tokenized system that keeps you in a geolocation. Is that a mouthful? That's actually what they're telling you. That's what you just told you, and we're going to decide what sustainable consumption means, where you go, what you can have, what you can eat. That is top-down authoritarianism on a micromanaged level, never thought possible before the implementation of the technology that now surrounds us. Okay? So this next clip, we're going to tone it down a little bit. This is the World Economic Forum, because again, they're another vehicle for globalism and really a side piece to what the United Nations is and stands for. Just like the International Monetary Fund, just like refugee blockchain people, all these things are integrated. So as we can see here, this is one of those we tone down the music, but right out of the gates, let's hit it up. Oh, we're just going to protect 30% of the planet's land by 2030. There's a nice birdie. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice of them? There's bears? What it means for nature? No, they're taking it all. Talk about biodiversity. They want it all. Biodiversity summit. See, there it is right there. The 30 by 30 plan. Well, look at all the masked zombies. Okay, indigenous and traditional lands that will now be under our control. They are ours. All right? Now, they only had a target. See that? They only had a target of 20%, but they've upped their game. They've decided they want more. All right? They're going to cut food waste. Again, they've been telling us. When I say they, the purveyors that stand up at the podiums of these institutions, that they are going to solve world hunger for how long now? Seriously. How long? Like my entire lifetime. Yet it never seems to happen. That equity can't be achieved. But we're going to cut food waste in half while they tell you, and we're going to get into this, you're going to eat the bugs. You're not going to have real meat. Because that's not what? Sustainable. Okay? Man, but it's a hummingbird, man. It's slow motion. And they're closing to zero. See, this is the whole thing. They're trying to get you to net. There's no such thing as net zero. Carbon is not a poison. It is a life force on the planet. But it's going to be big business when they take 30% of the indigenous land that you as human beings across the world are no longer entitled to even go to. This is about them restricting access globally. This is neo-feudalism in your face with what? A trippy backbeat and some nice imagery of nature. Oh, we're your friend. Meanwhile, the sick joke is they're social Darwinists. All right? I mean, look, there's the money aspect. They believe because you allow them to rule over you, they should. But we're all going to share the benefits of nature equally, from medicines and plants. Medicines that were restricted from people who were then forced on ventilators and put on things that either killed them, all right, or destroyed their kidneys, amongst other things. Those, yeah, they were going to share the plants and the medicines and the benefits, and we're going to say the nice voice, the nice little musical backdrop for the World Economic Forum. We love you. Ooh, and they're going to see. And here's the big joke. They're going to slash the subsidies to industries that harm nature. Now, I'm going to show you in a moment how ridiculous that is if you actually believe these people, which you shouldn't, because they are the inverse of reality, all right? This is absolutely ludicrous. We're going to talk about a public-private partnership in a minute via John Kerry, one of my favorites, and one of yours too, the human Skeletor. And you might be surprised at who he gives a shout out to, but we'll get there. All right. Oh, pesticides and hazardous chemicals might at least have. Meanwhile, your skies are sprayed constantly with heavy metals for geoengineering programs in the name of solar radiation management and climate change. Don't worry, John, we'll get to your climate change. And they're telling you we're worried about the pesticides. How about the GMO seeds you forced on us? How about the stuff that's being sprayed in the sky? You're so concerned. And now again, they're trying to regulate nitrogen. They've always tried to regulate methane because they care about you and the planet so much, right? And it's so funny because they're the stakeholders. They're the people that own and fund and benefit from the very large companies they think that that you're dumb enough to believe they're demonizing. That's not what's happening. Johnny nonsense, okay? Oh, nations will lay out their own. See, this is it, okay? They're going to make pledges a reality. It's just an agreement. We're gonna shatter that mythos. You don't have to do anything you don't want to. Sign the new World Health Organization pandemic treaty. There's nothing. You'll get to decide. Meanwhile, it's authoritarians within the United States that wrote up most of this new treaty. That's totally nightmarish. All right, but we're gonna pull it back for a second, and we're gonna go John Kerry. We're gonna bring up the volume, and just in 1 minute, John Kerry is going to lay out this public-private partnership, all right, at COP27, I believe, which was in 2022. So just after the hate and lies shots had been distributed on a level we've never seen globally and injected people, okay, there's that. And then he's going to talk about SpaceX. And in both cases, he's going to talk about what? The subsidization of that process. In other words, governments giving them the money to build it so that they can use it. And SpaceX, as I've talked about, I know it's a Musk or do thing, but so are the hate and lie shots. Tesla partnered with CureVac and built the micro nano factories that now John Kerry is going to tell you are what? Subsidized by this process. So here's John Kerry, the human Skeletor, everybody.
The idea behind the launch of the First Movers Coalition is pretty straightforward. We needed to create demand signals in the marketplace where they didn't exist, which takes boldness. It takes courage by these executives who have made the decisions to be part of this. And we modeled it somewhat on the experience of what happened with vaccines. The government said, you know, we'll pay for it, build it.
So he's actually referring to an earlier process. Post 9/11, a lot of the vaccination programs went under biodefense, right? And that's how in 2013, for instance, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency that was helping pioneer the mRNA technology partnered with Moderna that had never done anything. And it was under the ADEPT Protect program. So we'll take charge of it via the government. We'll subsidize it via the government, and then we'll partner with this private corporation, okay?
And the same thing with SpaceX. If you build it, we're going to use it, and we'll pay for it. And so people who were putting capital at risk knew that they could get a return on that capital, or at least cover their expenses in the case of something like vaccines, where human life was so at risk. Well, human life is at risk now in the context of the challenge of global climate crisis.
Climate crisis, vaccines, subsidize it all. And remember, Musk is now openly building the spy satellite network via SpaceX for the government, even though he already launched the DARPA Blackjack satellites. And again, Ukraine's entire communication system and the Sidewinder, Ghost Drones, etc., are hooked into Starlink, which is a commercial system. But again, that partnership. Okay? So now let's bring it back to the United Nations for a minute. And I talked about the idea that they always tell you, oh, don't worry. You don't have to do anything you want. Sure, you signed on to the treaty, but you're going to make your own decisions. You're going to make your own decisions about medicine and about carbon and about lockdowns and about hospitalizations.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Deputy President, Australian cities are becoming digital surveillance precincts with so-called smart city programs being rolled out across the country. Invasive technology such as facial recognition cameras, license plate readers, smart lights, smart poles, smart cars, smart neighbourhoods, smart homes and smart appliances all connected to wireless networks and communicating with each other. So what's wrong with that? Technology is good, isn't it? All this is for your safety, security and convenience, isn't it? Well, let me tell you, your streets are spying on you, your mobile phone is spying on you, your cities are spying on you, and the infrastructure for future lockdowns is being put into place right now. Don't be fooled. You're being set up to be tracked through your movements and through the future of your digital wallets. By handing over your data, you're handing over the ability to monitor your behaviour, which will soon be turned into a social credit score. And once the central bank digital currencies are in place, you won't get to spend your money without approval. Digital ID will soon become a reality in Australia. Many other countries are already rolling these systems out. Countries like Canada, Scotland and many others. Eventually, you won't be able to access any government or public services and you won't be able to travel across borders or access healthcare or the internet without a digital ID. Think you won't comply? I think you will. The last 2 years were the dress rehearsal and we fell for it hook, line and sinker. Australians are sleepwalking into this technocratic future. And while we're sitting around, scratching our chins, trying to work out whether this is really happening, Australia is drifting towards a dystopian digital future.
And unfortunately, so is the rest of the planet. Why? Because, again, it's being framed to the ignorant as something that's positive. It's been indoctrinated throughout the education system from the time that you're literally in kindergarten all the way through graduate school that, yes, climate change is not only real, but is the greatest crisis humanity has ever known. Now, you notice when Kerry was talking about subsidizing SpaceX, when I talk about them polluting and carbon, how much carbon do you think are released by rockets? How much carbon is released by warfare and what's going on in the Ukraine, in Russia? What's going on in the Middle East, in Israel, in Palestine, in Gaza, in Lebanon? What's still going on in AFRICOM, Yemen, Syria now? You think that's good for the carbon emissions? But no, you can't have ground beef. Now, they stylize it with this idea that there's always a crisis and we're at the breaking point. So I'm going to play this Imperative 21 commercial. I'm pretty sure that this is pre-COVID 1984 nightmare or just around that point. But again, it builds into the globalist idea that humans are bad, everything is being destroyed, and if we don't basically restrict everything to a backbeat, then humanity itself is doomed. So let's hit the clip. Critical error, widespread system failure, inequality, insecurity, climate instability. Oh no! What can we do? What do we do? We can't retreat. Do we revolt? We're going to redesign. Are we going to reimagine? We're going to reset our economic system.
These are the days that we want them to be. These are the days that we make them to be. These are the days we can't wait to repeat. These are our days. These are our days.
There it is. for stakeholders. Everything's green. We're bringing you justice. Get down with it, young people. We're going to save the planet. Economic system change. So, yeah, this was just as the COVID 1984 nightmare was kicking off and masks were a thing, as you can see. Don't worry, we're not done. We got another 20 seconds of total ridiculous propaganda. More nature, smiling Asians, and the world.
I'm a man, not a boy. I'm a man, not a boy.
Let's reset together. Because he's a man, not a boy. We need a healthy planet. And by the way, that's one of those World Health Organization slogans, peace for health and health for peace. This is the takeover. This is top-down control of everything. And they want to integrate AI and digital currencies. And yes, geolocations of everything. Your actual biodiversity, the Internet of bodies, not just the Internet of things. And you can build this new operating system. See, it's a co-operating system under a green agenda. It's for everybody. I mean, we are in Insanity Town, USA, my friends. Insanity Town, USA. Now, if I point this out, I'm probably projecting disinformation. Well, it's a good thing that the United Nations has been out there fighting the disinfo.
And of course, firings at Twitter have left us with no one to call to flag content that is abusive or even incitement to violence. We're now seeing that almost anyone can promote disinformation for the price of a blue tick. So it's not all bad. We have teamed up with the platforms to elevate reliable information around COVID and climate, to amplify trusted messengers, and we have quite an army of them out there who want to take UN content and promote it within their followings.
We've got an army to promote our content. All right. She's got such a break in her voice. It doesn't like the fact that people have questioned this agenda or the COVID-1984 nightmare. But don't worry. We're reaching out to all the platforms. And again, this demonization, when we play this, we'll come back. Like, X has major issues, in my opinion. Yet it's the best house on a bad block. Right. That's the deal.
And also educating users on how to slow the spread of disinformation. Our new slogan that we want to have everybody have in their ear when they're online is pause, take care before you share.
Pause, take care before you share. I feel like these people are working at Hallmark. Right? I'm so sick of safe and effective and alone together and 2 weeks to slow the spread. You know? I just can't take it anymore. It's ridiculous. They have these sayings. It's a bunch of garbled Johnny nonsense. It is hate and lies on another level. We got to take a break. I got plenty more for you. I'm going to make sure that we get into technocracy, Howard Scott, how they'd like to manage and run this whole idea of global governance under equity, diversity, and a climate crisis. For Alex Jones, for InfoWars right now, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Grab the books, grab the supplements, grab the clips online, and share them. Join the InfoWar today. We'll be back with more.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
We are back. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Vermes. Before we get back in gear, I do want to remind everybody, I am a documentary filmmaker. All the films are free across a multitude of platforms. Shade the Motion Picture, Invisible Empire, and New World Order Defined, Loose Change, Final Cut, and Fabled Enemies. And I've got two shows right now. I've got a show over at Patriot.tv. Michael Flynn has a show over there as well, also heavily involved in the network. You see it twice a day, replays in the morning, new ones in the evening. And then I am live on TNT Radio from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You don't want to miss it, just like you're not going to want to miss this ghoul right here talking about strategies to silence and censor those that would oppose the agenda of the United Nations. That's what this breaks down to. So let's continue with this clip.
But yet we do feel like we are in an information war.
Oh, you are.
We need to massively ramp up our response. So we're creating at the UN a central capacity to monitor and also have the ability to rapidly react when mis- and disinformation and hate speech is threatening not just our people, our operations, but also the issues and the causes that we're working on.
So, I mean, laying it out for you, we want real-time surveillance of any type of speech, not only about our organizations, but about our agendas that we deem incorrect, misinformation, disinformation, or hate speech. Been talking about hate speech now for 20 years, and yet it's progressively gotten worse. Let's finish up this clip, but then I'm going to shine a little bit of a light on the fact that, again, X openly not a free speech platform.
But also we're going to be gearing up our verified initiative around climate change and developing this UN code of conduct on information integrity on digital platforms, hoping to set global standards that we can all advocate around so that we can collectively work for a more humane internet.
A more humane internet collectively by our standards. And collectivism is the key. Because whether you're talking socialism, Marxism, communism, it's all about collectivism. It's all about crushing the individual's rights. That's why our constitutional republic and our Constitution and Bill of Rights are so important. You know, are at the epicenter of a free humanity if we actually went by them. But as promised, we're going to play Iaccarino now, talking about freedom of reach and hate speech.
Staggeringly, they take it down. And that reducing that hateful content from being seen is one of the best examples how X is committed to encouraging healthy behavior online.
Let's encourage. We're encouraging behavior, and we know what's healthy.
And today, I can confidently sit in front of you and say that 99.9% of all posted impressions are healthy.
How do you define healthy, though? Is porn healthy? Are conspiracy theories healthy?
Oh, it's porn and conspiracy theories. So again, we're talking about adult sex work in the realm of questioning authority and establishments that have continually lied to us.
You know, it goes back to my point about our success with freedom of speech, not reach. And if it is lawful, but it's awful, it's extraordinarily difficult for you to see it.
Oh! We openly, but that's not enough for this mainstream narrative. Why? They're trying to criminalize all of it. And at the end of the day, it really is about the regimentation of all human beings. And I talked earlier how these people are social Darwinists, okay? But they're social Darwinists who are also in control of the biomedical field, the food supply, the ecosphere. And when we talk about technocratic control, we can't talk about it without talking about Howard Scott. Now, this is a longer clip, and he talks rather slowly. But it has some really great archive footage of what the technocracy is. And this guy is for forced sterilization of not just the human populace, but all mammalian populace through covert means. So we're going to kick it to that clip right now.
Now, the birth, Planned Parenthood, Birth Control League, and all that. Well, I knew Margaret Sanger.
Did you?
Yeah, way back. There was an old English tea room. 40th Street or someplace or what. And there was a gravestone company next to it then. There weren't many buildings in there. And you got crumpets and muffins and a nice little thing. I remember Bill Williams and a whole bunch more, and Margaret Sanger. And I said, well, to you it's a cause to live. But it isn't birth control that you're preaching. It's voluntary parenthood.
Yeah. There's a distinction there. You're right.
Yeah. And I said, you may have been driven into this because you had 8 children. I think it was 8. I've forgotten. Some number of children she had.
Mm.
But I said, as a collective measure, you have to have a collective means of doing it. Well, of course, we have advocated the hell with all this voluntary parenthood. That is not going to stop reproduction. And we have stated this in the public platform time and time again, that the female of the human species has had the power and the facility to dissolve the fetus without any deleterious results to her reproductive or her general metabolism. That's been known for generations. We didn't know what triggered it. But several biochemists have found out.
They have found out?
Oh, yes. Tasteless, colorless, odorless. It's cheap to manufacture. And put in the drinking water of a metropolitan water system. And this warfarin's rat poison.
Yes.
Well, it's about the same percentage of effective as the poison is in warfarin's, which is around decimal point 0.3041%. And no mammal will conceive while that percentage is in the water.
Is that so?
No. Dogs, cats, cows, anything, that's a human being.
No deleterious results, whatever.
No. And you stop it for 6-7 weeks. Bang.
Fertile again.
Now, if you haven't got a metropolitan water supply, you can put it in candy. Yeah? Or soft drinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Here's an eyedropper.
Well, yeah, but you could, but it's much simpler to put it in something like that. And, just the same as the Sabin-like live vaccine. Here we wouldn't touch the Sabin vaccine. We wouldn't even run tests on it. Look at what the Russians did. They proved up on 1, 2, and 3 Sabin vaccines. And they ran 79 million 1 year. They put it in candies. Yeah.
They beat us on that, huh?
Hmm?
They were ahead of us on that?
Oh, yes. They did it by the millions.
They did it by the millions. The guy talks about sterilization processes by putting it into the water supply, putting it into candies. Then he talks about live vaccinations. That's the godfather of the technocratic movement. Back after this with the final segment of the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chasse.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Just witnessed was again the birth of a technocratic movement that through the idea that resources are scarce and that the general populace is under poverty, that we need to forcibly sterilize the entire populace in a command and control system. Now, right now, we have a very large global movement towards a social credit score, which has already been implemented in China on a mass level. And whether people realize it or not, just through the credit score system in the United States, you've submitted to that. Big tech companies already have social credit scores on you that you may not know about. Look it up. Apple has social credit score on its customers. But they'd also like to take it into the realm of not just the Internet of Things and a social credit score, but an Internet of Bodies based, again, on your consumption, based on your very biology. Now, the idea of a universal basic income has been floated by these globalists because they say automation is coming, AI is coming, many people are going to be out of work, etc. We've got to support them somehow. No, they want you to rely on a system so you can be obedient and controlled. Now, the biometric aspect of this has already really been done via large-scale populations, both through force and voluntarily. And what do I mean? Well, when you look at the war of terror and the Middle East, when a village in Afghanistan or Iraq would be taken, immediately they would scan somebody's information via biometrics, take their eye scan, take their face scan, try to take their vocal recognition, etc. All right? Now, fast forward, and most people have given up all that information to unlock their phone. Now, I'm not saying you can even really get around it, as so many third-party apps have access, but so many people voluntarily, just it's not just a code, it's my face, okay? So now the next step to, again, combine the aspects of a universal basic income, all right, and a social credit score, also based on your biology itself, is something like WorldCoin. Okay, which is also going to be utilized as a tool to identify and verify you as a human being. This is a Sam Altman project. It's already been launched. And whether this becomes the next CBDC or the next crypto craze, it puts us on this journey to blockchain slavery. But again, it's got a really good ad campaign and a hippie backbeat. So check it out. WorldCoin's already launched. Let's take a look. Today. So how it works is after you give your soul over to the holder of the orb, right? The magician, the wizard, the sorcerer, Sauron himself. You give that over once a month, you get a free world coin. It's like a universal basic income. And then when you interact with it, in other words, when it's used as a tool for verification, you'll also get a little piece of the pie. Now, the more that person interacts and you hold the orb and all these different scans, you also gain more world coin. And you would think that, you know, when this thing is launched, nobody would really care because it's like totally and completely ridiculous. But no, lined up around the corner. And the next journey that you're going to have me at, no, all day one, you better believe it. And a lot of this has been sold in foreign and Asian markets. But what you're looking at here, we'll turn it down, is we're in New York City. We'll skip around here. Huh? We're going down the escalator. We've entered into the World Trade Center. Down we go. Let's keep going down these escalators. I got to admit, I have not been in this area. I haven't been to New York City in some time. But we're going into the canvas. And look at that. It looks like a bad Abercrombie and Fitch, but don't worry. They've got your steampunk slavery right here. Well, somebody's already right there. Scan it up. Can't wait. Get my WorldCoin token. Got my app. I didn't even queue up the excitement of an Asian individual that's verified as human by the steampunk crystal ball. Now, let's bring this back to digital diversity in the very beginning. First clip we played, right? When we're talking about healthcare, when we're talking about digital diversity, we also have to talk about Biden and we have to talk about the Global Fund. Why are we talking about Biden and the Global Fund? Because I can't speak. Well, first of all, with all this biodiversity, the Global Fund was initiated via the crisis of HIV. And if you remember, Billy Gates talked about, and this is one of Bill Gates' shebangos, the Global Fund. He actually introduced Biden that you're going to see in this clip. Remember, this is the clip where he's like going to the side and he doesn't know where he is. Who cares about that? Let's hear what he talked about. Gates at Davos 2020 talked about the fact that through his foundation, tax-free, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they would invest in vaccines. And the return was 20-1, just about better than anything else. Well, it looks like we have a new winner. Let's let Joe Biden tell you about it, okay? Just a new winner. Zombie J. Oh, sorry, guys. One second.
History. And these billions are expected to deliver a true and continuing commitment to deliver one of the largest fundraising and global health fundraisers in global health history. And these billions are expected to deliver a 31-fold in return on investment. 31-fold return on investment. And in other words, for every dollar to fight these diseases, we expect $31 in health gains and economic returns, which also advances our progress toward meeting the goal of sustainable development agenda.
So there it is. We started out with the sustainable development goals and agenda. We're ending with the sustainable development goals and agenda on a 31-to-1 return. So again, if you thought that the gap between the actual wealthy, the actual predator class, the social Darwinists was wide now, they want it even wider. I'm going to kind of end it on a conversation I had recently with my brother. My brother gets out into nature. He rides his bike. I think it's a great thing. I think that's another thing that we need to do. We need to find happiness in our life. We also need to keep ourselves up physically on top of mentally. But he bikes with a lot of pretty, you know, we would call them pretty rich guys, millionaires, right? In upstate New York. Doctors, lawyers, guys in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. And they were out in another state. They were over in Pennsylvania where the wacky tobacco isn't legal. And they happened to be smoking one, if you will. Sorry, I'm giving you up, brother, in the car. And they're driving down, and one of the guys says, don't worry about it. They're not going to just pull over a couple middle-class white guys. My brother thought to himself, these are multimillionaires, but you know what? They're right. They are the new middle class because almost everybody else is working poor. If you don't own a house by now, are you going to ever own a house? If you go buy a brand new car, are you ever actually going to own that thing? Or are you going to pay it off to a point and trade it in? Or are you just going to lease it? Are you going to bend the knee to the you will own nothing and be happy mantra? Because this has been an incremental institution with large gains along the way through crisis, like we saw with the COVID 1984 nightmare, but we are far from over yet. And we are in a place right now of so much uncertainty globally, on the verge of what is, whether you like it or not, the most important presidential election of our lifetime, just as the last one was. We saw what has happened to this country and to this world since the last one. That doesn't mean the other guy's perfect, okay? Far from it. But we are set on a course where we may no longer be able to restore our constitutional republic and fight this great reset agenda unless right now we decide to become the great resistance on every single level. Look in the mirror, be your own hero, and do not look to others. And if you want to support real news, real information, people really in the information war, go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get the books. Get the supplements. Maybe make a straight donation. Remember, to this guy, it is not about left or right. It is always about right and wrong. Thanks for joining me. I love you guys. And we'll see you on the flip side.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.